first off, ran across an article that said, get sweaty. Women are attracted to that. Some kind of weird scent that they get off that, and you go, and get all excited, even before, you know, anything goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that true? You like a big sweaty dude?
It depends why he's
sweaty.
It depends on why he's sweaty.
He's got a carpet sample on his back. And his chest.
Sure.
What do you mean, it depends why he's sweaty?
Is he sweaty because he just walked up the stairs and he's...
just that out of shape?
Yeah. Or is he sweaty because he's, like, been playing basketball or something and...
Uh-huh. Sports related is good. Manual labor related is probably good, right?
Yeah, like, if it's hot outside and they're, like, changing the oil in their car and they're sweaty, that's...
Well, what about... You're gross. Ew, go shower. What's that all about? Is that just them being conditioned by society to think that someone needs to be clean?
Yeah.
Okay, so if nothing else, just keep some sweat and, like, mix it in her food or something, maybe. I don't know. And the other thing is that female game players, like, play the Nintendo Wii or, like, a Nintendo DS. They have those pink ones now.
Yes.
The pink Nintendo DS. They give it up more.
Really?
Yeah. Not easier, as in, you know, they're not...
Yeah.
Finding every dude they can. They're just, for some reason, that translates over into, you know, even converted people, not just necessarily, you know, normal girls who would be into video games in the first place, but go buy her a DS and get her hooked to some games. And then she'll start magically just, you know, letting you toss it at her all the time, apparently. Right?
Okay. That's a great way of describing it.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to have Valentine's Day, if we're not axing it, right? Because it's not going to happen. First off, this Jerry Ann and I have been having this argument this morning about if guys treated girls great all the time, would Valentine's Day exist? Would guys be responsible for Valentine's Day? You say no. A guy could blow off Valentine's Day if he treats his girl good all the time.
Yeah.
No. And she would just want Valentine's Day to be that much better than normal. Let's say you have a guy who treats you as good as other guys treat their girl on Valentine's Day. He does it to you every day of the year.
Uh-huh.
You would expect on Valentine's Day for him to step it up even more.
No.
So it's even worse.
I wouldn't expect that.
Even worse. 539-9750 or 238-0975. If guys treated girls better throughout the year, could they axe Valentine's Day and get away with it?
I agree with that if your man treated you special every day, you don't need Valentine's Day. We're not celebrating today either.
You're not?
Nope.
Not in any way, shape, or form?
Nope.
No card?
I would prefer my husband sometime in the middle of the week to send me flowers or to call me and just tell me that he loves me with no holiday attached.
It's like every week you would expect this?
No, just out of the blue.
Just every once in a while?
Yeah.
Just every once in a while.
What if getting flowers prevents you from getting like the... home and garden tier on digital cable or something, you know? It eats into the budget, right?
Well, that would be fine, too. But I just want to hear him tell me that he loves me. Just randomly.
Yeah. That's
more special
wants.
Than to go, oh, today's Valentine's Day, I've got to send flowers.
Yeah, I don't know. I think hypothetically, a lot of women are going to be behind this idea, but when reality hits, I don't know. I need to... Maybe no woman wants to call and say, hey, you know what? You blow me off on Valentine's, even if you treat me fantastic the rest of the year, I'm going to kill you. Nobody just wants to admit to that, maybe? I don't know.
No.
No girl wants to be looking like a gold digger.
No, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
You bet.